At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I am your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter, at Bogman Sports. Hour 3, you guys know what that means. It is KC Bubba at Mediantric on the Twitter machine. Bubba, what is going on, my man?
Not much, my friend. Just another beautiful day. We're about a week away. By the time people listen to this, less than a week away from baseball starting up. It's going to be glorious. We got the Masters next week. It's one of the biggest tournaments in golf, both kicking off on the same day on Thursday. Life is good. We might even get Tiger Woods back for the Masters. It's electric in the golf world.
Really? Tiger might play?
Interesting. Yeah, he flew into Augusta. Like people, you know, like the coaches for football, they follow the plane flights. They followed it for Tiger. He went and put a practice round with Justin Thomas on Tuesday. So he's trying to give it a go, but it's one of the harder courses to walk, and that's going to be the biggest thing for him is with that leg injury. It's tough for him to walk, especially for 40.
Didn't they go to the Supreme Court to see if they could get rid of walking for the guy like who was missing a leg or something? Like,
yeah, Tiger's, a long time ago. Tiger won't go that route. I guarantee you that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't think he would, but like
they tried and they wouldn't do it. So
right. That was the whole thing. Can't walk, can't play, right?
So Yep. That's why I don't play. No, I was kidding.
Well, hopefully he'll be able to make it. You guys know me. I'm not a golf guy. Look, if the Masters was this weekend, I might be into it, right?
Yeah. Next week is not going to work for you.
I'll be traveling. I'm going to be in Phoenix for opening day. I mean, I say I'm going for opening day. I'm more going to see my friends, you know, going to see the Welsh, going to see our buddy Jesse. And some family members, too, and all that stuff. But I will be attending opening day because the only one I ever missed was 1998 for the D-Bag. And 2020, obviously, didn't have a real opening day. But every other opening day on the calendar I have been to. Luckily, you know, it's like, oh, man, I better get tickets soon. Nobody's going to the Diamondbacks. They're playing the Padres, and they're not
it's
far.
It's not just the D-backs. If you watch Twitter, like the Reds, the Cubs, all these teams that are tanking.
All these teams that are tanking,
They're begging fans to come right now. They cannot sell out their home opener, which, like, the Reds used to be the most popular home opener in all baseball.
It was always first. I remember that. It was always the first day, no matter what, because some teams used to open on opening day. Then there was, you know, like it'd be like 6 or 7 teams. Then the next teams, everybody else would open the next day. But the Reds were always first. They had that like 9 a.m. first pitch over on the West Coast. I remember that because I remember waking up and
Be the sixth inning.
Watching, almost lost $100. watching, Tom Brenneman talk about it.
And there's a deep fly ball to left field by Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, yeah. And then what? They were reading like an apology for one of the
Phillies. Drunk driving for the Blue Jays.
Yeah. Oh, for the Blue Jays hitting coach or whatever, getting a DUI, and Castellanos went deep on that one too. So that was pretty funny.
Impeccable timing.
I mean, just Castellanos, like an important moment, or I guess not important, but apologetic, serious note. Castellanos is going yard on
that. He's got better timing than Will Smith does. It's crazy.
Oh, Lordy. That whole thing was a mess, wasn't it? So
all I got to say is if you want to hear some funny stuff, go listen to Tom Segura. Got some great takes on it.
Got him on the TV right here. So
he went on McAfee on Wednesday.
I saw that.
And McAfee was speechless. It was awesome.
Yeah, he's like, I got my hat on because I had an alopecia breakout or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, dude.
They got the C word thrown out there, which I was afraid to tweet many times. It was beautiful.
Dude, I mean, just insanity. I mean, so many people think it's made up. I don't know, man. Chris Rock looked pretty genuinely shocked.
Yeah,
so.
It doesn't feel made up, and the way like the other footage you see afterwards of Will Smith talking about it, it seems like there's a lot to it.
I mean, you know, he seems to just be going insane. So, but who cares about that? Baseball is coming. We are going to talk about all of not all of them, but some preseason bets. We're going to go over some win totals and things like that. Well, win totals will be last, but we're first going to start with division winners here. So let's just dive in, Bub. We're on FanDuel's website looking at the division winners. If you look at the AL East, the Toronto Blue Jays are plus 170. Yankees are second at plus 250, really tied for second with the Rays at also plus 250. The Red Sox are plus 500, and you know the Orioles are plus 20,000 because their win total is probably like 50 games. So when you look at this, I mean, is it just clear in a way the Blue Jays for you? They're the favorites, or would you say, hey, look, I'm never counting the Yankees out because they can make moves, and the Rays just seem to keep on chugging with a low payroll and all that good stuff. So who do you like for the AL East?
Like, without any money on the line, I like the Jays, but if you're putting some hard-earned dollars on this, honestly, I wouldn't be afraid to put the money on the Red Sox at plus 500. I think this division's so tight that all it takes is one injury or two, and you can see this jump. The Red Sox lineup on Wednesday's spring training game is really close, resembling their everyday lineup. They're going to score a ton of runs. Right. So if somehow Chris Sale can come back after a month or two off, you get Eovaldi, maybe Pivetta's not horrific. If they can piece it together in the pitching, they're going to win more games than people think, and that's going to be huge. Like, without money, I got the Jays, but if I'm putting some money on, I'll take plus 500 in a division that's going to beat up on each other, and you never know what could break your way.
I mean, Chris Sale is already ahead of schedule, which is crazy. You know, I mean, it feels like everyone was waiting for Chris Sale to get hurt, and then he gets hurt. Mm-hmm. And so many people were off of him. And then this year, everyone was in on the buyback. I was definitely, Fantasy Pros ECR, I had him ranked higher than anybody else. I was surprised by that. It wasn't like I was doing it purposefully, but when I was going through our analysis with the Welsh, I was like, oh, that number 40 on Chris Sale, that was me. And then, of course, I plummeted him after, because you never know, like with the rib thing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
That could be thoracic outlet syndrome and all that good stuff. So, but look, We'll talk more about it. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll break down more of these division winners and what the odds that we like. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour three of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm Scott Bogman, joined by Casey Bubba at BDentric on the Twitter machine. Bubba, please plug all the great stuff and things. You got some new shows out here recently, so plug everything and let everyone know where they can find all your great work across the interwebs.
Yeah, like you mentioned, Twitter at BDentric is where you'll see me tweet about everything, but the Bench with Bubba podcast coming at you a few times a week. That's where the feed is for all the shows I have going on there, so come check that out. You know, I do Bubba and the Bat Flip on Tuesdays, usually have a guest on Wednesdays, and then Thursday is the new show, Bubba and the Bloom, which is a blast with Ryan Bloomfield. The first episode was awesome. It's just like, next thing you know, an hour and 15 was over, and was just like, okay, time to wrap it up. It was a lot of fun. He's really, really smart with the charts and stuff, which makes talking so much easier for me, so come check that fun stuff out. DFS will be starting up next week, and that means it'll be DFS Quick Hits is back, as always, every morning for you, Monday through Friday, to get you ready for the day's action in baseball. Then I'll have written content, DFS, and season-long at Rotoballer, and then season-long content at Fantasy Pros and Fan Tracks. Still a little bit of time left for drafts. If you want to get the Fantasy Black Book, I get the PDF, though, because I don't know if the hard copy is going to make it to you by draft day, but go check that out as well. I think that's about everything. If you like golf, always pressing PGA DFS podcast, but always something going on. You know, I'm always applying for more things, so you never know what's coming next.
Yeah, I mean, look, this guy used to say, I'm almost on as many shows as you, Bogman. I think you're on more shows than I am now. So it's at least close, that's for sure. But let's go over to the AL Central, where this is kind of a walk. I mean, it's Chicago minus 210, Minnesota's plus 500, which would be the fourth place team here with the Red Sox in the East. The Tigers are plus 750. The Guardians are plus 1,000 and the Royals are plus 2,000. So, I mean, there's no plus 20,000 like the Orioles or anything, but is anything other than the White Sox a sucker's bet? And I mean, because of that, you don't want to bet on something minus 210, right?
Yeah, I'm not laying minus 210. I love the White Sox. Not laying that. First things, the Royals are plus 2,000 and the Indians or Guardians are plus 1,000. That should be flip-flopped. Just going to say that right now. That's funny. But, it should be the White Sox. Again, like I said on some other ones, I'd be willing to take a stab on Detroit at plus 750. I think that offense is going to be much better than people think. Pitching staff's improved. I wouldn't, like, it's the White Sox division, though.
Yeah, it's the White Sox to lose, and I don't know. And that's not a division I'd be betting on anybody else. But I tell you what, if I was going to bet, like you said, the Royals at plus 2,000.
They're better than people are. Like, if that young pitching can just figure it out a little bit, that offense would be very good.
Yeah, exactly. Then going to the AL West, it's Houston minus 170. The Angels are plus 400. The Mariners are plus 500. Rangers 1,600. And the A's at plus 3,500, which is, that's not going to happen. So let's go with this one. I mean, I kind of like the Mariners at plus 500 here. What do you think,
say,
Bob?
I was going to say Mariners. I like them a lot. They made some great moves. It always depends on the pitching, but the bullpen's really deep. If Gilbert takes that next step to join Robbie Ray atop that rotation, you know, Julio Rodriguez looks like he might break camp with the team. He's looking good. They got a really good squad they're putting together and a lot of young players to come. So I think Seattle at plus 500 is a pretty fun bet, actually.
Yeah, I like them more than I'd like the Angels at plus 400. Angels aren't bad, but I take Angels
or Mariners over the Astros personally.
Would you really?
For the odds, for sure.
The odds, yeah.
But give me the Mariners out of all three. But if I'd take the Angels over the Astros, too, just for the odds based on that situation.
Going over to the NL East, we've got the Mets at plus 140, the Braves at plus 150, Phillies at plus 400, Miami at plus 2,000, and then Nats at plus 5,000. So a little more bunched together, kind of like the AL East. Every team is paying positive here, which is interesting. Hard one to pick. I would say it's hard to go against the champs at plus 150 there.
That's a really solid one at plus 150. I want to go Philadelphia with that softball lineup they put together there at plus 400. And part of me likes the Marlins a lot at plus 2,000 because they have the pitching to do it. They have Avisaíl García, Soler now. That's intriguing at plus 2,000.
So if you had to pick one plus 2,000 team between Miami and Kansas City, who would you lay your money on?
That's a good question. I'd probably go Miami because I trust their pitching staff more.
I think Miami's better, but I think the odds to win would be better for Kansas City.
They might have an easier path. They might have an easier path. Yes, that is true.
Yeah, because they're not playing the Mets and the Braves and the Phillies and all those lineups.
That is true.
I think I would go with the Royals, but it's a close one, man.
Why not sprinkle on both and hope one hits?
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, do a parlay, see if you can get them both.
Oh, get wild.
Yeah, get wild. The NL Central here, Bub, it's the Brewers minus 170, so the clear favorite to win this division. Then we've got the St. Louis Cardinals plus 240, the Cubs at plus 1100, Reds at plus 1600, and the Pirates at plus 5000. How are the Reds odds so much better than the Pirates? Better than the Pirates, but not by a ton anymore.
I think it's the offense. Their offense, if you look at their team, at least like 1 through 6 is still pretty good.
Right, that's true. But I mean, what do you like in the Central here, Bob?
It's just like the other Central. I would never lay minus money on any future because in reality, all it takes is one losing streak. You might get them at plus numbers. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
It's the Brewers for me. Like they are, I'm looking forward to seeing the National League winners here and a little bit league winners we talk about. I'll take the Brewers. You can never count the Cardinals though at plus 240. They have that devil magic.
Right. Yeah. Somehow Jack Flaherty is amazingly recovered. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, right after opening day.
Wainwright, another Cy Young season. Pujols has 30 home runs.
Yeah. Yeah. Pujols 30 homers. No way. but he's not going to get on the field to have 30 homers. No way. Unless something horrible happens to Goldie, which better not happen.
Yeah.
Then the NL West. Unfortunately, it is just far and away the stupid Dodgers at minus 220 here, which we hate. The San Diego Padres are at plus 350. The Giants, who won the division last year, plus 550. Then the Rockies at plus 8,500. And I hate this. The Arizona Diamondbacks at plus 15,000. Worse odds than the Rockies even, which, you know, looking at the staff and all that stuff might make sense. It's going to be a long year to be a Diamondbacks fan, so I'm going to be really into gambling this year. So who do you like in the NL West here, bud?
Yeah, no homer. I'll go Giants just because I know they have the injuries already with Longo and Wade and Belts banged up, but this team's still loaded and going to get better. Pitching staff is one of the best in baseball. Like, it really is. They said it's top three in the National League, which is tough to argue. It's going to be a health thing with the Giants. They have tons of depth, and they have some young kids ready to come up. I'll take the value at plus 550 on the Giants. I don't think they're done yet. But in order to win the division, you probably got to win 100 games again, which is very tricky to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take a lot. I don't know. I think the Giants were great last season. I think there's a little magic there, though.
I'll take the Giants over the Padres right now.
I'd agree with that. I think that's fair to say because the Padres have had already so many injuries, Tatis going out of that lineup. You know, they don't feel as safe as they were last year, and last year they weren't safe. So, I think that's a big part of it. I think anything but the Dodgers is a sucker's bet here though. You know, they're paying in the luxury tax. They're getting everybody they possibly can. It's really hard to pick anybody else. So I hate saying it. I think it's got to be the Dodgers. We'll set up some league winners and then talk about them on the other side here. Because when you look, I closed the wrong one. But when you look at the American League, just to give you some of the odds before the break here, we're going to have the White Sox are actually the favorite in the AL at plus 460. The Astros are second at plus 470. Then the Blue Jays at plus 480. Then you get some real good values here, Bub. Yankees are 6-1. Rays are 6-1. Red Sox are 12-1.
Four AL East teams in the top six.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, it's just whoever gets...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
It's in, yep. Right?
Oh, you gotta get into the dance. That's all you gotta do.
They're probably, yeah, exactly. And we have expanded playoffs, right? So when we come back, we'll talk about the AL League champion that we think, or at least the one we'd bet on because of the odds, and the NL, and get a World Series winner. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogner. Follow me on Twitter at Bogner Sports. Please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/ITRArmy. New month, and you can get in on the first. Please do. It's going to be awesome. Actually, I guess this airs on the second, because tonight I'll be doing my entry roto and head-to-head league drafts. We're doing our slow AL-NLs right now. Champions League draft is on Sunday night. My home league drafts Tuesday night, and then I'm flying to Phoenix. So lots of traveling. But if you guys could check us out, I mean, we got the NFL draft coming up in April, and I'm going to be broadcasting a live stream for our Patreon all 3 days of the NFL draft. That is going to be a ton of fun, and that we'll be talking about betting the NFL draft in a couple weeks here too, because it's going to be exciting when we start drilling down all these big rumors for the NFL draft. It's boring for you in the first round now, Bub, because you guys traded everything for Tyreek Hill, but that's what you do. I mean, yep. Did you see that thing I sent you on Instagram the other day?
Oh, yeah.
It's the most 20-mile-per-hour or more runs in the NFL since, like, I don't know, 2016, and it's like Tyreek Hill at 45, and the next highest was 20.
We have a track team now in Miami.
Oh, Lordy. And
no wonder. Maybe Tom Brady leaves his Tampa Bay now, too. We'll see.
Yeah, and no wonder Bruce Arians retired. He knows Tom Brady's going to Miami next year, so he just wants to dip out. I mean, how disgusting. I know we're going to talk about baseball here, but how disgusting would that feel for you to watch?
It feels dirty already. Trust me. I already saw a picture because I didn't know what happened. I was in the middle of stuff this afternoon. I went and had dinner real quick, and I looked at my phone, and I see this Photoshop picture of Tom Brady in a Dolphins uniform. And I'm like, what? Like, WTF. And like, I felt so dirty because I'm like, I've hated this man for so long.
Yeah, but I gotta take a shower.
But friend, come here real quick. Come here, buddy.
Yeah, well, you know, at least it's Tom Brady for you guys. For us, it's like if they cut Baker Mayfield.
Yep. Yeah, true. Different divisional issue there.
Yeah, no way would the Steelers be on. I don't think they'd
Malik
be
Willis.
On
it's
Baker.
Okay. It's coming. Malik Willis.
I don't
Trade
think
up.
That's happening
Trade
either. No, nah, that's not happening either.
It's not the Steelers' way.
I want Penning. That's who I want. I want that big left tackle. But, you know, It's not gonna. They're gonna take some stupid safety. It's gonna be like Jaquan Brisker. Maybe
another
or
middle linebacker or something. That's what they do.
Dude, I wouldn't mind middle linebacker. Yeah. I mean, Miles Jack didn't grade out very well last year, and Devin Bush sucks. He can blitz, but he can't do anything else. Dude.
It'll be some boring guy that fits your team perfectly because that's what the Steelers do.
Yep, I'll take it, man. I'll take it.
It wins. It wins.
Yeah. Hey, you know, everyone's talking about how the Steelers are one of the worst teams in the AFC, and blah 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 blah, and. You know, we were in the playoffs last year, so think about that. Just think about that. And could you get worse than Roethlisberger from last year at quarterback? Is Trubisky really a downgrade? I don't know. So he could be, but we'll see. But anyway, we're talking about the AL to win the AL outright. Like we said, White Sox, Astros, and Jays are all plus 460, 470, 480. And then you dive down to Yankees, Rays, and Red Sox. So pretty much just the AL East is in there. Everyone except Baltimore, who's at plus 25,000 to win the AL. But, I mean, Seattle's at plus 2,000. I mean, I'm a little surprised that the Angels are plus 1,500 and the Mariners plus 2,000. Twins are plus 2,000. Nobody else really matters. I guess the Royals are plus 7,000. That would be the worst. Who would you go with here? Who are you laying money down on?
I love that White Sox number, but I would lay it either on the Jays or the Red Sox. That'd be my two. The long shot, I would say the Mariners, because I do believe they are not getting love in any of these numbers. Like, if they somehow won the West or got one of those extra wild card games, and now you have Robbie Ray and Logan Gilbert as, you know, two guys up top with that loaded bullpen, they could sneak out a series or two. Like, that really could happen. I still like, man, you get to the dance with that Jays team. I'll take that team right now at plus 480.
Yeah, I mean, just the front of that staff would be a lot of fun to see in the playoffs with that just crushing lineup. And also, that would be.
Did you see the shirts Teoscar was wearing today?
No, what'd they say?
It said last year was the preview, and then on the bottom it says now you get to see the featured film.
Ah, I like it. I like it. Let's go. I mean, I've rostered Teoscar all over the place. Love him. Gonna be a lot of fun to watch this year. For the NL, of course, I mean, I'm actually surprised paying it plus money, but it's the Dodgers at plus 220. So not a shock at all. You've got the Mets at plus 500, 5-1. The Braves, 6-1. So are the Brewers, 6-1. 9.5-1 for the Padres, 13-1 for your Giants. And look, I just want to point this out. D-backs aren't the worst. 100-1. Because 150-1 is the Pirates. So, I mean, there have to be a lot of, like, I feel like plane crashes for the Pirates to make it, right? So,
pretty much.
But let's talk about realistic picks here. Is it just, hey, look, pick the Dodgers and double up your money?
Nope. Milwaukee Brewers. In a series with Burns, Woodruff, Peralta, if they keep Hader Williams in the back end with some other guys, stuff Lauer. That pitching staff is built for postseason series, like terrifying for postseason series. And that's what got them last year when they faced the Dodgers. They lost like 2-1 game just because their offense couldn't hit the Dodgers. But their pitching staff was electric, and there's no reason they can't do that again. So give me the Brew Crew at plus 600. I love that bet.
And not going homer at all. I mean, 13-1 for your Giants is
great
horrible.
Odds. It's great odds, but it's one of those, like, if I take them to win the division, then we're good. I like – this is where you get your negative
your
teams
–
Yeah.
No, I'm all about that, dude. I will not bet. I mean, I don't care about the Diamondbacks. I'll bet him this year. I'll bet him.
If the Giants make it that far, I'll be so happy anyways. Like,
right.
Like, let's party. Like, let's. I'll be streaking. I'll be going full Will Ferrell.
All the way through the quad to the gymnasium.
You with the green hat. You can come too. Let's go.
Yeah, you and your green. Bring your green hat. Yeah. Bring your green hat. Let's go.
You guys want to go by KFC?
Must be cold out there, Frank.
Yeah. I call it Frank Fritter.
But what about, I mean, look, St. Louis at 17-1 is not bad. And if you do like the Marlins at plus 3,000,
that's not that bad.
That's as low as you can go, though, in the NL, I think, is down to the Marlins, right?
Yeah, Marlins would be the lowest for sure.
The ninth odds. Yeah, you're not taking Cincinnati, Chicago, Washington, Colorado, Arizona, Pittsburgh. They're all
not a chance.
Horrific. Yeah. No, thank you. I'm fine. World Series winners, I mean, this is where you make your money, right? Only one team can win, though, so it's very, very difficult to nail this preseason. Dodgers at plus 470, so, you know, not a bad pick. It, you know, I hate the Dodgers. I do not like watching them, but they are easily the favorites because number two is the Blue Jays at plus 950. Then you've got the White Sox at plus 1,000. The Astros at plus 1,000. The Mets are plus 1,100. Your Brew Crew is plus 1,200. Atlanta, who won last year, is 13-1 this year somehow. The Rays are 13-1. So are the Yankees. The Padres are 16-1. Your Giants are 25-1. So are the Red Sox and Phillies. 30-1 for the Angels. 35-1 for the Cardinals. And then 40-1 for the Mariners here. So if you're throwing a dart, I think picking anyone to win the World Series before the season starts is a dart throw, right?
Massive dart throw.
162 games, so many injuries. I mean, the Dodgers look far and away, and I think if you, you know, simulated MLB The Show 100 times, they'd probably win it 50 times, right? So that's just the way it goes, which, by the way, MLB The Show coming out pretty soon here. So
if you want to know, the Endless League Twitch will be all over that.
Look at that. Yeah. Yeah. See, Bubba knows. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I haven't played the show in like a decade. So
if only you knew some tall guy with glasses that could help you out with that.
Yeah, exactly. So but anyway, give me some World Series picks. Who do you like here?
If you're ever going to play the Dodgers, this is the time. So you get plus 470. But I'm sticking with the crew.
I wish you guys could have seen Bubba's face when he said that. Right. He said it with zero enthusiasm, just the most soulless dead eyes I've ever seen on Bubba right there, picking the Dodgers. But, I mean, look, we're trying to win you money, right? Yeah. So our hatred to the Dodgers stops at winning you cash. So if you can get almost 5-1 odds, it's not bad. But you're going back to the Brew Crew here, huh?
Brew Crew at 12, I like them. I like the Red Sox at 25, I like the Mariners at 40.
Yeah, look, the Mariners at 40-1. Is not bad. I think the Cardinals at 35-1, like you said, devil magic, not bad.
That's true.
And I like the Jays. You know, we talked about how the Jays are probably the best team in the AL. I like them a little bit more than I like the White Sox, although both teams are great. I mean, they're going to have outstanding seasons. It might be a little early to bet the Blue Jays, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe get a year or two seasoning, you know. Maybe this is still the previews and not quite the featured film.
Maybe we want the sequel.
Right, right. The Blue Jays strike
major
back.
Major League Two's when they won the World Series.
Did they really?
Major League One, they got to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Major League Two, they won the World Series. There's a difference.
All right. Well, we knew it was fictional because Cleveland won. So
yes. Drew Carey was so happy for a little bit.
Dude, I remember this. So from the very first Major League movie, and the next time you guys watch it, when it's on, you know, MLB Network or whenever in the off season, there's this guy, right? Just watch this. It's the last scene where they win and they're going to the playoffs and everyone's pouring out onto the field. I think they beat the Yankees or whoever. There's this big dude. I mean, he's tall and large, right? Like, and he runs out on the field and he's going to high five, like do the double high five to someone, and no one will do it with him. Like, no one will do it with him. So he, like, goes to do it a couple times, and then he just raises his arms over his head and starts freaking out. I don't know why I noticed it, like, probably on my 100th watch of that movie when it was on MLB Network in the background or something. But I just remember laughing so hard and rewinding and watching it again and laughing so hard. It's something like if Instagram had, you know, existed when I saw that thing, I would have totally taken a picture or, a video and put it on Instagram, but obviously it did not exist. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll look at some of these win total numbers. These are always interesting because you can bet any of these. Odds aren't as good, but it's fun to play higher or lower. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this in this league on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League On the Sports. You can get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bachman. Follow me on the Twitter app On the Sports, joined by Casey Bubba at BDentric on the Twitter machine. We're going to look at some team win totals here. Usually these pay somewhere in the neighborhood of like minus 110 on both sides. Sometimes, like, I'm looking at Atlanta's got minus 102 and minus 118. So this play pays a little bit more, a little bit less than, you know, like 90 cents on your dollar usually. So, but the numbers are much, much safer than picking a team to win the World Series or their division or the, the league. So let's go in alphabetical order. Be nice, Bubba. Arizona Diamondbacks up first, and their total is 61.5.
Setting the bar, 66.5.
Setting the bar. You're right. I'm on Baltimore. 66.5.
Give yourself some credit. It's five wins. It's almost a week.
66.5. What do you think?
Under.
Ugh. I mean, I hate to say it, but I think you're probably right.
They have they have no pitching at all.
Yeah. Look, Bumgarner's look better. Merrill Kelly looked good the other day.
Gallen left early today.
Yeah, Gallen has been hurt. He tried to do, what was it, a side session or something today? Yep. and left early. So
you gotta rely on Weaver, which is never good.
Weaver sucks. Yeah. I mean, it's gonna, and at least the bullpen's bad. So yeah. There we go. I mean, yeah, probably take the end, just dump it on the Diamondbacks. It's miserable.
You don't have to bet on all these, that's for sure.
Right. The Atlanta Braves are a big one. 91.5 pays over, pays minus 102, under pays minus 118. Look, just overall, it's safer to always take the under.
Yes, 100%.
But it is boring to take the under. I think everyone would agree with that. But what do you think on the Braves here? Is a big number.
It's a tough one because, you know, you got the Mets that'll be good this year. You got the Marlins that'll be sneaky. Can the Braves do it two straight years? I'm going to go over. I'm going to take the over.
Yeah.
Get Acuna back. That could be big. Number.
Yeah. I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under just because, look, the rest of the division got good. You know, the Phillies spent money. The Mets spent a ton of money. So I just think the rest of this division got a little bit better, too. You know, you like the Marlins. So I'll take the under on that total. Baltimore, 61.5. I mean,
under.
Yeah, it's a great number because it makes
it tough. Tempting. It's tempting.
Yeah, it is. It really is because
there's the old joke, like every team can win 50, they'll lose 50. What do they do with the other, like, you know, 60 games?
Right.
That's like are they going to lose 50 of the other 60? Very possible.
Right. Yeah, they're bad. They're real bad. And they play in just a horrid division to be bad in with all those other teams are, you know, the four of the top six teams to win the AL are in that division. So I'll also go under two. It's just an ugly total. Don't bet it. It's not going to be fun. Boston at 85.5. Both sides pay minus 110. You got to love this one because you're kind of in on Boston here.
Yeah, I'll take the over. I'll take the over because, you know, 81-81 is a 500 team. I think they're better than a 500 team. Give me the over in this one. I think they'll be good enough. Like we saw last year, was at least three teams in the AL East were really, really good. I think the Red Sox can jump back in that mix. So give me the over on this one.
I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you on that one. This is an interesting one. Chicago Cubs, 74.5 is the over. Both sides pay 110. What do you think there?
It's a good number. I'm going to take the under. I'm going to take the under, but it's just like they're not a great team. They've pretty much punted, but they've done just enough, I think, to make things scrappy.
Yeah, and look, the Pirates are in this division,
exactly,
too.
The Reds.
Right? The Reds are in this division. So there's some tanking teams that are probably worse than the Cubs. So, yeah, I think I'll go with the over on the Cubs on this number.
It's close.
I think they could get to closer to 500, if not at 500. Chicago White Sox, number one team in the AL, favorite to win the league. So 92.5. is their number, pays minus 115 to take the over and minus 116, I think, and minus 108. I need glasses. So, Bub, what do you think about the White Sox here?
Yeah, I'll eat the chalk on this one. Give me the over. Give me the over on this one.
Yeah, I mean, this division is horrid, you know. So you get to play some bad teams and beat up on them. Kansas City, who we like, and the lineup is good. Rotation's bad. Yeah. You know, Cleveland is sinking to the bottom like a stone. Minnesota probably overplayed last year. It's bad. It's a bad division. So, yeah, I'm with you. Let's take the over on them. Cincinnati Reds, we talked about how horrible they are. 73.5. -104 on the over, -118 on the under. This is an easy under because you think Cincinnati also is probably going to trade off the good pieces that they have, right?
They should. They really should. I'm so tempted to take the over on this one, though. So tempted. Just because I think they'll score a ton of runs. So
yeah, you said it's, 1-6 in the lineup is still good.
It's like the old Rockies formula. So when they play at home, they win more games than they should just because of Colorado. Great American Small Park. So I'm going to take the over on this one.
You can't take the over just because their ballpark is good. It's good for everybody else too, Bob.
But they're going to score a ton of runs.
Anywhere? Or just at home?
Probably. Think about that. Think about that lineup. Think about that lineup they got. You got India. You got Votto. You got Stevenson. You got Pham now. There's Moose potentially if he can bounce back. You got Naquin who's kind of good. It's interesting. I'll take the over. If you can take the over on the Cubs, I can take the over on the Reds.
Okay. Look, well, here's my thought process. Is Molly probably getting traded? Luis Castillo's hurt. They got nobody. They got Hunter Green and Lodolo could be good. Like, yeah. So they have some prospects coming.
Sam Martin's in the rotation. They got some young arms.
Sam Martin. Okay. All right. Look, if you say so, you can take the over. Cleveland, 75.5. This is interesting, this number for Cleveland, and it pays -122 for the over, +100 on the under, so right at even money on the under. So this is interesting because, like we said, Cleveland is bad and they're sinking to the bottom. They still have some good players in this lineup. They still have some decent starters, and this division is still bad. You know, they get to play the other bad teams and not just themselves. So what do you think about the Guardians here?
I'll take the under on this one, just because what you said about the Reds trading people.
Yeah,
J-Ram might not be on this team by the All-Star break.
Like, I hope he's not.
The doors are open here, so I'll take the under on this one.
I hope he's not, man. I hope he goes somewhere else and drops into a good lineup.
Toronto wanted to play him at second base.
I mean, do it. You know what I mean? I don't know if Toronto's got anybody to trade, but
Alek Manoah had to be a piece of it. That's why it did not happen.
Yeah, pass on that. I'm trying to, you know. You can get to the playoffs without Manoah. I don't think you can win in the playoffs without Manoah. So you got to have him. But good for Cleveland for holding out. You know, I mean, so many times you see stupid teams, Diamondbacks, trade away their best players, Diamondbacks, and not get enough back, Diamondbacks, because they're in the rebuild mode. So, you know, that's just something that they should do. The Rockies, 68.5, Bub.
What a number. What a number. I'll take the under.
Yeah, same. I just can't do it. This one is interesting. I think Detroit as a sleeper kind of caught on. 77.5 here is their over. -116 versus -106 over and under. What do you think here?
I'll take the over. I like this team. I like them a lot. They're probably another year or two away from being like a divisional interesting play, but I'll take the over on the win total for sure. I think they're closer to 500.
Especially if Torque and Green are in that lineup. You know, they don't have to be in the lineup on opening day, but if they're in there within the first 2 months, I think that team could definitely push that number. Houston Astros, 92.5. What you're saying about the Astros before seems like you would probably take the under, which is -1. It's -110 both sides.
I'll take the under just for the fact I do think Anaheim is improved. I think Seattle is much more improved. So I'll take the under in this one with Houston. That Correa hole is going to hurt.
Phrasing. KC, 74.5 is the total here.
Easy
over.
Over. Yes, give me the over. Give me the over on Kansas City.
I think that's a great number. Bad division, though. I'll go with the over. I'll ride that one with you. Angels, 83.5. It's a solid number.
It's a great number. That's just barely over 500. It's like three games over 500 is all I gotta be.
Yeah, it's really perfect. I honestly am not messing with it.
Over.
I think I'd go under if I had to
bet. Over.
All right. Look,
Angels. I wouldn't bet it either, but what, I'd say over.
But the Angels, you know what? I'm going to go over because the Angels are a team that would push the chips in, right?
Give me a healthy Mike Trout, or at least and stuff. Give me the over.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Syndergaard pitches well.
Yep.
Dodgers win totals 98.5.
Under. I've not ever been on a team who went over 100 games.
Yeah, I mean.
That's so hard to do. I don't care how good you are. That's a tough task.
I take the over.
I'm taking the under.
I don't like it. Marlins, 76.5.
Over.
I
like this team a lot. They're at least a 500 ball club.
Okay. You know what? I'll roll with that one. Yeah. Brewers, 89.5.
Easy over.
Easy over.
Brewers win more games than the Dodgers this year.
I'm not going to do that, but I will. I'll roll with you. I'll roll with you on 89.5.
I'm dead sober, everybody.
90 wins. Yes, 90 wins for them. I'll take it. Twins at 81.5. That's one game over 500.
That's a good number. A
good line. Yeah.
They did improve their team quite a bit in trade. Sonny Gray and some other moves they made. That's an interesting play. I'll go over.
Under. Yeah.
That's a tough one. That's a good number.
I'll go under on the Twins. I just, Buxton ain't going to stay healthy. Mets at 91.5. Great under. Number here. I'll go over on the Mets.
Under. You're relying on DeGrom to stay healthy all year.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, you know what? You know what? You're good. You talk me into that one.
If he's healthy all year, it's easy, yes. But
he's not going to be.
No.
91.5 for the Mets.
We said that. Yankees, 91.5. Give me the under.
Excuse me.
Under.
I'm not a
believer. But I also hate the Yankees.
That's a great number. I'll take the under 290 wins.
If I believe in the Red Sox, I can't believe in all the teams in the division.
That's very true.
Under.
69.5 is easy under. They're going to trade everybody.
Yeah, they're not done. They're not done making moves yet.
Philly 86.5. I don't think so.
Oh man. If I
don't
think
defense is going to be horrid.
Yeah, it's like if I don't think the Mets are going to get it though, do the Phillies get it? Well, I like the Marlins. Okay. I like the Marlins though. Man, that's tough. I'll take the under, but that division's just going to eat themselves alive.
64.5 for the Pirates.
That's rude. Don't bet it.
Under.
Yeah, you kind of have to. And that's
team is terrible. They spent literally zero. Didn't they spend like $0 in free agency?
And they might trade Brian Reynolds still.
Yeah. I mean, it's ugly.
Brian Hayes is already hurt. Like, it's a bad deal.
It's a bad team, dude. The Dads at 88.5 in San Diego.
Under. They are overvalued.
Yeah, I'll go. You know what? I'll take the under, and I'll go over on your Giants because it's three fewer wins at 85.5. Right?
Yahtzee. No respect for the Giants. No respect. One of the best pitching staffs in baseball. Come on, people.
83.5 for the Mariners?
Over. Look at the juice on that. Look at the juice. Everyone's on that one.
Yeah, -120 and even on the under as well. So then the Cardinals are 84.5.
I'm going to say over.
Over? Yeah, I think they're too good to not.
In that division, the Cardinals and the Brewers can – the Cardinals can be four games over 500 in that division.
Yeah, very true. Then we've got the Rays at 89.5.
Tough number. And that's a really tough number.
They always beat it.
I know. I'm going to go under, though. That's okay. A tough nut. That's just like both Eastern divisions are just rough.
I'll go over. Rangers at 74.5.
Wow. I'm going to go under.
Yeah, they're not there yet. They got no pitching. Toronto, 92.5.
Over.
Over. And Washington, 69.5.
Wow. That's a good number. I'll go under.
That's tough.
I was debating over. I think over is probably the right move.
I think they got a couple things that'll fall their way. They'll be a little better than expected.
Yeah.
I make a little noise. They're not that far removed from winning the World Series, but there are a lot of players removed from winning it. But we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll end out the 3-hour tour of In This League on the Sports Grid. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends?
In This League.
In the dark?
You guys here, Endless Love, you know what that means. It's the end of the 3-hour tour of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. Please follow us all on Twitter, at Bogman Sports for myself, at BD Antrick for Bub, at Is It the Welsh for the Welsh. And, good luck in all your drafts this weekend and early next week. And enjoy opening day. We'll be back. I won't be back here next week in a live capacity. because I will be in Phoenix, but I'm sure you will hear my beautiful pipes here. Let's go to the player awards. AL MVP, Bub, Shohei Ohtani plus 400, Trout plus 5, Vladdy plus 5, Devers plus 2,000, Judge plus 2,000, Wander plus 2,400. Those are your top six. You like any of those?
I missed the Shohei number we got last year. That was glorious, like plus 40. The one I would take isn't any of those. I would take Jordan Alvarez at 25-1.
Ooh, Jordan Alvarez at 25-1.
And if you want to get frisky and pray for health, Byron Buxton at 45.
How about Bo Bichette? Because
like
we've got, he's at plus, he's at 30-1. And look, this team has, you know, they're the favorites to win their division, and they're the second favorites to win the AL. So I definitely think that Bo Bichette could be in there hitting the middle of that lineup, stealing bases too, does a little bit of everything. NL MVP, dude, Juan Soto on a team that is projected to win 70 games.
That's a lot.
Is your favorite at plus 360. Acuna is plus 750, and he's hurt. Might not even start the year on time. Then Mookie at plus 950, who I'd never bet on. Then we have some actual ones that you can bet on here. I think Harper at 11, Freeman at 12, Turner at plus 18, then Matt Olson at 24-1, Frankie Lindor and Tatis also 24-1. Who do you like in the NL?
Man, there's some tough numbers here. Tough numbers. If I had to pick one here, I would probably go with, probably Harper again at 11-1, which sucks. That's like bad odds. So
give me Freddie.
Yeah, I go. It's tough. Well, because between Freddie, Betts, and Turner, they'll eat each other alive on votes.
Yeah, but Dodgers will win the most games, and he'll probably have the most RBI and all that good stuff. So
very, very fair.
I'll take a stupid Dodger, but we gotta go.
What a way to end the show.
We hope you guys enjoy opening day. We love you. We will see you guys next week. Take it easy, everybody.